Hello and welcome. Wherever you're tuning in from and at whatever time, I hope and pray that you experience the peace that comes when we become aware of God's presence here. These days, my brain feels frenetic, like there's a constant static sound in the background. I need to do this, I can't forget to do that. And if my eyes could follow my thoughts, they'd dart around and I'd probably get dizzy. So for your sake and mine, let's close our eyes if we're able. If you're driving, try to lower the volume of your static. If it's helpful, try to imagine your thoughts like a pile of papers that you can neatly arrange and place to the side. Everything you need to do or think of will be there when you're done. But for now, how many times do we allow ourselves to become aware of God? How many times do we sit and allow Him to remind us who He is and who He created us to be? Henry Nouwen says of prayer, "The real work of prayer is to become silent and listen to the voice that says good things about me. To gently push aside and silence the many voices that question my goodness, and to trust that I will hear the voice of blessing. That demands real effort." Now, if you're anything like me, hearing that immediately makes me go into a religious mode or fear I'd become an egocentric maniac if I were to view prayer like that. But today, let's just try to soften that reaction. What if today, and this week, we just entertain that thought? What if learning to love God and others begins with learning to love ourselves? Now, I'm going to give you some time to become quiet again, and I'm going to repeat what Henry Nouwen says of prayer. And as you sit in the quiet, try to hone in on the voice of the Father who loves you dearly and wants to bless you. The real work of prayer is to become silent and listen to the voice that says good things about me. To gently push aside and silence the many voices that question my goodness, and to trust that I will hear the voice of blessing that demands real effort. I'll give you 2 minutes here to silence yourself. One more minute. Gently push aside and silence the many voices that question your goodness, and trust that you will hear the voice of blessing. Let's pray. Lord, I admit it's hard to believe that I am loved by you. Lord, would you remind me of the gospel truth today? That you loved us so much, that you entered into our mess, our insecurity, our fragility, our frenetic, staticky existence, and you came through Jesus. That we may be loved and to love from that place of fullness and goodness. Lord, we trust in you and we ask for your grace today. Would you sanctify us with your holiness? And would you speak, Lord, for we are listening. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Today we'll be reading from Luke 8, 22 through 25 from the ESV and the Message versions. We begin with the ESV version. One day, Jesus got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they set out, and as they sailed, he fell asleep. And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was a calm. Jesus said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid, and they marveled, saying to one another, "Who then is this, that he commands even winds and water, and they obey him?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, if you grew up in the church, you might have heard this story once or twice before. You might have seen a shaky boat on felt boards or it acted out on finger puppets. So today, I want to encourage you to engage your imagination. Many of the disciples were fishermen. They were not novices to storms or navigating the lake. So if they were afraid, the storm must have been pretty terrifying. So place yourself in the boat. Jesus, your master, your teacher, someone you deeply trust, is sleeping, while the wind and the water are throwing you back and forth, edging toward flipping the boat over. Imagine the fear. Imagine the imminent danger. Take a moment to place yourself in the story. Just imagine what it would have been like to be on that boat, to see Jesus sleeping, to feel like your life was actually in danger. I'll give you a minute to place yourself in the story. Now listen again to the story in the Message version. One day, Jesus and his disciples got in a boat. "Let's cross the lake," he said, and off they went. It was smooth sailing, and he fell asleep. A terrific storm came up suddenly on the lake. Water poured in, and they were about to capsize. they woke Jesus, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." Getting to his feet, he told the wind, "Silence," and the waves, "Quiet down." They did it. The lake became smooth as glass. Then he said to his disciples, "Why can't you trust me?" They were in absolute awe, staggered and stammering. "Who is this?" He calls out to the winds and sea, and they do what he tells them. Amen. What sticks out to you hearing this story for a second time? Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. I'll give you a minute to think here. I've always had a question when I've listened to the story. If Jesus is sleeping, why wouldn't they be afraid? I found myself asking, "God, but you are sleeping in the storm. Of course they thought that they would capsize and drown, right?" Isn't fear a natural response? But as I read the story again, I remembered that it was Jesus who invited them onto the lake. It was he who started this journey. It was he who was with them. And it was he who had enough peace to sleep through the storm. You know, I wonder if he was actually sleeping. What if he was pretending to sleep? As we sometimes do, of course. But I digress. I wonder, what would the appropriate response have been if they really trusted Jesus? Because he asked them, "Why can't you trust me?" Perhaps their response wouldn't have been then, "We're going to die." But maybe the response after cracking the ribs against the sides of the boat and fearing for their lives, if they really trusted him, maybe they would have said, "God, help us. God, I know you're capable of things that I can't even imagine. So Lord, intervene. Lord, help." How often do we tell God what's going to happen in our fear rather than asking him for help? I do this all the time. "God, I can't do this. God, I'm drowning. God, I'm not strong enough." But what if I trusted God? What if I trusted him in my boat? Maybe I would say instead, "God, I need you. God, speak into this place. God, would you calm the storm?" How does trusting God change and transform where you are in the storm? Let's pray. The Lord who sleeps in the storm, I confess that I forget that you are capable and that you are trustworthy. With the word, you calm the waves to be smooth like glass. Lord, forgive me for my disbelief. Lord, I remember today that it's you who is with us in the boat. It is you who are with us in the storm, with us in our mess. Lord, you began a good work in us, and you'll see it to completion. May we live in the truth that you are with us, so that we can live out of the peace of your presence in a world tossed to and fro, stressed out and tired, and desiring your presence and your peace. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this week's Audio Lectio Divina. I pray that you are blessed. Until next time.